You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Well, hi, everybody. Glenn the Geek back with you, founder of the Horse Radio Network and host of Horses in the Morning, the daily podcast for the last 16 years for the horse world. Welcome to the WESA Retail Roundup. The Retail Roundup is your go-to virtual hub for all things retail. Join panel discussions, learn from webinars, or sessions like this one that we have Jamie back for. We do educational content. We do all kinds of things in this particular episode called Retail Roundup. We also have Wisdom by WESA, where you can meet manufacturers and find out what they're doing and what's working on that side of things. We're here every other week on Thursday on the Wisdom by WESA podcast feed. Today, we're going to discuss, and before you panic and turn this off, do not do that. We're going to discuss AI and the role it should be playing in retail operations today. We know how some of you feel about AI. We're going to get into that, too. And joining me is an old friend of mine and business strategist in and outside the horse world, back for her second time on the show, I think, Jamie Samples of Yellow Barn Media. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be back.
You know, I'm so glad you're doing this. I know you have done a lot of work with AI, but let's do the disclaimer first. So every time Jamie and I on the Horses in the Morning talk about AI, we get hate mail. And, we get it. We get how you feel about AI. I get that I don't think it's great for the world. I don't think it's great for the environment. I don't think it's great for any of that. The problem is it's not going anywhere. It's not going away. You know, at the beginning of the internet, a lot of people said the same thing, right? Internet's going to doom us. The internet's going to be the end of the world. Believe it or not, that's what people were saying at the beginning of the internet. And, you know, my wife and I went, oh, this isn't going away. We better jump in. And we had the second tack shop online. So we were at the early days of the internet, and we heard the same things then that we're hearing now about AI. Do I think AI is going to destroy the world? It might someday, but I think humans will do that long before AI does. I think we're probably on the path to making that happen before AI will. So it is a tool. It's a tool in your toolbox. The problem with ignoring it and making believe it doesn't exist or hating on it, you can do all of those things. That's fine. We have too. Jamie and I both have done that at times, is your competition will be using it. And Jamie, how long? I said if you're not doing this and if you're not up to speed on AI in 5 years, you'll be out of business. You corrected me. You thought I was totally off on that.
I just attended an industry conference and where it was AI everything. And they basically said, if you're not getting up to date or taking some kind of important action on AI in the next 60 days, you're going to be left behind. So it's no longer a matter of years, like you have years to get on board. It is more like this quarter or next quarter.
And there are many, many, I don't know if you have, obviously they could work with you. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing right now at Yellow Barn Media on the AI side for clients. But they can also take classes. There's a ton of online classes out there about AI now. I'm sure some are better than others, and I don't know which ones to recommend because I'm looking at signing up for ones right now, too. Is there any you would recommend there or any you've heard about that you go, okay, for the beginner, that's a good one to take?
I have one, of course, as you mentioned. The other great resource is Social Media Marketing or Social Media Examiner. And they have been around since the beginning of the internet and social media. And so they've got a lot of different courses, a lot of people, but they just did a really amazing event that was surrounded all around AI. So a lot of the people that are connected with them, but they're a wonderful resource.
Very good. We're going to talk today about five areas that we think that retailers should really be looking at when it comes to AI. We're going to talk about data, you know, historical data and how it can help predict the future. Also, content and copywriting, you know, for all of you that have websites, which most of you probably do. Marketing, Jamie's absolute specialty right there. Customer retention, and also review analysis and sentiment tracking and how that can help you too. But the first thing we want to start with is what, Jamie? We discussed this and we thought we better start here. And that's the other day, we actually, right now, Google search, SEO is out the window. We spent all of these years talking about SEO and how SEO is so important. You have to make sure your website is geared into Google search so that it shows up at the top of the list. oh, that's out the window now because nobody even looks at that with Google anymore. You look at what AI responded at the top and nobody looks down below anymore. So you have to have your website geared toward AI. And so what we did is we did Gemini and I did ChatGPT, and I went in and said, take a look at this website. I put Horse Radio Network's URL and I said, what do we need to improve our SEO for AI? And what do we need to improve on our website to help you find it better and to actually include it in AI results? And we were that clear. That's basically what we said, ask the AI. And it gave us about 20 actionable items and instructions how to do those 20 actionable items on the website. It was incredible the detail it went into. Everybody should be doing that right now. Do you agree with that?
110%, yes.
It's just something I don't think people have thought about. I think they, you know, we're so used to Google search, but nobody looks at, I mean, I hate to say this, but very seldom are we looking below what AI gives us at the top of the page anymore.
Well, and I will add this, Glenn, a really interesting thing that you can do to find out how you're already, what AI thinks about you is go ask, put in your business name and say what, you know, go to ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini and say, what do you know about ABC Tech Shop or whatever the name of your business is? And it might come back and say, who? Then you know you're in trouble. Or it might come back and say you specialize in XYZ and give you a lot of information so you know you're on track with the AI search.
We did that for podcasts, horse podcasts. We asked what are the top 10 horse podcasts, and we asked a bunch of the AIs that question. And they all came up with different answers. However, what I was looking for is where does Horses in the Morning, the show I do, where does that fall in the list? And it was always in the top three of all of the searches. So I was like, okay, well, we're doing okay there. And then I went in and asked, my follow-up question is, how can I get Horses in the Morning to your top? And it gave me instructions on what I would need to do to get that, too. So, I mean, I think we forget that we can ask follow-up questions to AI to really refine it. And that's the first lesson with AI is follow-up questions. Right?
Yes. Yes. And that's what I had said to you as far as like if you looked at a retailer and said, well, if I'm training a physical person in my store, I have to ask questions. I have to give instructions. You do the same with AI. You have to ask better questions, give it better instructions, and your output is going to be way better.
First thing we talked about, hard action things you can do with AI is look at your historical data to predict future results. And what's fortunate about this is most of you are using a software like Shopify or WooCommerce or one of those that already offers AI and already offers that integration where they can take a look at the numbers that are already in there and they can build you those reports. You just have to ask. And I know that a lot of retailers are starting to do that now. And the thing is, we used to be able to do this, but it would take us weeks to crunch those numbers. Even on spreadsheets, it would take a while to crunch the kind of data that it can do for you in 5 minutes. And so talk a little bit more about that as far as the data side of things and what it can do to help us there.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, we all have our own skill sets. And when I look at, you know, my particular skill set, or if you think about someone who has a tech store or, you know, a retail establishment, like, what are you good at? A lot of us are not loving the number side of it, but we have to understand that better. And for me, I use it to break down things like my monthly P&L statement. Obviously, I'm set up a little differently than a retailer, but all of the different, you can look at your employee statistics, what your, you know, you could even look up what salaries are being paid locally. Anything that is a data point for your business, it can be analyzed by AI. So whether it's your inventory, whether it's employee, whether it's PTO, and, you know, just anything you can think of as it pertains to your business. And if it's a data point, you can build additional information that would take you, as Glenn said, sometimes 3 to 4 weeks to crunch those numbers. And if we can skip that process, I think I'm for that and make it just much shorter, right? Like, I don't want to deal with numbers. I want it to break it down. I want to confirm that it actually is true and then run with that data.
And what these what are these called? They're called SaaSs when they're built into what are they? What's the AI called when it's built into a Shopify or a? They have a term for those, but I don't remember exactly. SMBs.
Yes.
Okay, so when they're built in like that, it makes it just so much easier. They will charge you extra to use those. So that's something to keep in mind, too. But what are you paying your accountant and, you know, that kind of thing, too? What are you paying somebody to sit down and hand calculate those numbers for? And what they can give you is things like they can instantly identify slow-moving items or categories. They can take historical stockouts and take a look at those. They can take a look at what's hot, what times of year. They can take a look at when you should order certain things for certain seasons. It can take a look at all of those things that used to take us so long to do in retail. You can get that granular with it, and some of these are really good. They also now, with some of them that are built into Shopify and the other POS platforms, they'll even do your purchase orders for you. They'll put a purchase order together, and then you can modify it before you send it out. I've found for me personally, what it's good for, and I'm sure you found this with your customers too, is it just saves you time that you can be then doing the things you really want to do.
Yes. And honestly, it just makes you more efficient. And it also will challenge you too, because I know for me, if I run into a challenge or a problem, I might have gone to Google before, or I might have called a friend, you know, phone a friend. But now my AI is named Jethro. I named him so I can have conversations with him. And so
You picked Jethro.
NCIS. It's my favorite, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, there we go. Got it.
Yeah. So, but I literally will have conversations with Jethro and say, I'm having this problem or this challenge, or I don't understand this, you know, this client is maybe asking me for something and I need some additional context. Whatever it is, it just makes you better and sharper. Like, you're already skilled and talented at what you do, but my thinking is we all should want to get better all the time. And I think for AI, it helps me when I'm using it correctly. It helps me to be just sharper with what I'm doing and more efficient.
Let's talk about the second area. I think that leads us to the second area, which is content and copywriting. So whether it's content for your website, copywriting for ads on the website, products, things like that, we're using it now to help our sponsors, our advertisers, write ads that are more effective to be read aloud. A lot of copywriters send us ad copy that we're supposed to read on podcasts, but it's not meant to be read aloud. It makes sense when you're reading it silently on a website. It makes no sense when I'm saying it, or it's just too difficult to say when I'm speaking it. We are actually getting AI to help us rewrite it, and we tell AI, we want this ad copy to be easy to read out loud in a host-read ad, and it will adjust it that way, and then we tweak it for our own personalities, but we start there, and it just saves so much time. You can do that with every section of your website, from the About Us to for the ad copy on everything, and you can tell AI what personality you want that copy to be written in. So I think this is an area that can save a lot of time and make it more effective. I don't know if you agree or disagree on that one, but...
I think it's absolutely true. And I've talked to retailers for years and years, and a lot of times their big hiccup or challenges that they might have is, we have this new product from this wholesaler, but the wholesaler only gave us the name of the product, not like a really detailed description. And that is, with AI, now that problem is canceled out. You can quickly and efficiently come up with those product descriptions, or as you mentioned, you know, things to read aloud. Again, as long as you prompt engineer and you give the correct instruction for the task at hand, it is going to cut it down. I mean, it's going to take minutes instead of weeks or months.
I think another thing, too, is there's so many AIs out there now that people are getting confused about which one to use. We might disagree on this. I don't know. But I believe find one that you're comfortable with. They're all similar, right? Some are better at other things than others, but you don't have to use 10 different ones, right? For your general work, like this ad copy stuff, you might want to use a different one that's tied into your accounting software. But for your general stuff, like your website and things, I use Gemini. We've used Gemini from the beginning. I'm comfortable with Gemini. I'm comfortable because it's already built into Google, and we use Google Docs for everything. So it just works for me. You use what now? What's your go-to right at this point?
I use Claude now, but I've been using ChatGPT for 2 years, and everyone said, you need to try Claude, and I didn't want to because I was already comfortable with ChatGPT, and so I was like, I should just check. And for me, personally, for the projects I do, I've been using Claude about 90 days, and I am blown away. So now I'm comfortable with it, so that's my go-to now. But I think, to your point, everything in running a business is less about the actual tool and how comfortable and efficient you are with the tool.
And some do better, you know, like I've had images made by Gemini that I think are better than Claude. I don't know. You know, you're absolutely right. Find one you're comfortable with and use it. And then if it doesn't give you what you want, go try the other one just for experiment's sake. At this point, you can play around with them for free. So it's not like you're going to have to pay anything to play around with them. So, use it for AI and content. We started doing that with our websites, too, having it go through. We took through every section of the website. And we reanalyzed every section of the website. And part of that we did from the prompts about how we can make it more friendly to AI. But we also did it on our own in some sections, too. And it produced better copy than we had. There's no reason not to. And if you don't like the copy it gave you, don't use it. But it's like having an instructor at college read your paper and give you a hint on how it could have been better.
Well, 100%. And it's interesting to me because if you don't like the copy that it spits out, it's your job to tell it why you don't like it and remind it of what you need it to do for you and say, give it to me again. And the one thing AI isn't going to do, it's not going to be smart, like a smart aleck. If you tell it to do something, it's just going to do it. Versus like sometimes if you were to tell an employee, you might get a little attitude. AI isn't going to give that to you. It's just going to do the task. Simply, when you instruct it, it's just going to do it.
I actually think they're programmed to be too nice, actually, now. Because when you do correct them on something, they say, oh, you're absolutely right. And they try and butter you up thinking that, you know, I think they're too nice, actually. It's like, just give me the answer. All right, let's go to marketing. Marketing's your area of specialty. So where can retailers and manufacturers use AI most efficiently for marketing?
Most everyone I have talked to in the last almost 20 years, when it comes to marketing and social media, they say, I don't have either time to create social media posts, or I don't have ideas. AI is going to fix that for you. It's going to, again, if you prompt it and you give it, here's who we are, here's our audience, here's how long, you know, here's our history, here's our mission, give it, feed it all of the information, testimonials, like think of all the different things you could feed into it. And then it's going to create, you can effectively in less than an hour, create a whole entire quarter, a whole entire like 90 days of content. If you want those to be blogs, social media posts, it does not matter what type of content. If you want video scripts, you can do that in about 1 to 2 hours for an entire 90 days with AI. So that's what I use it for. And I use it as a planner, and I use it as an idea generator to then also say, here are my top 5 known competitors. What are they doing? What's working for them? Are our audiences the same? And I just rapid fire questions back and forth and back and forth until I get content that when I read it and it's about my business, I'm like, wow, I want to shop here. So you can get it to do that. You just have to start. You have to start. Number one, start using AI and then just continue to prompt it, continue to feed it information and refine it. And then every 90 days, all you do is plug it in and say, hey, we're back at it. We need another 90 days of content. Here's what I need. I need X posts per week or per month or video scripts. Tell it what you need and it will spit it out for you.
So that all sounds easy, right? You still have to do the work on the back end. And I will say AI do verify if you're using historical data or it's giving you information that's historical, verify that what you're putting out there is true. I do that because we use it for research for our show. So a lot of times I'm doing history stuff or who won what or things like that. I will actually, once it provides the answer, I will ask it, please double check and make sure you're correct. And that's how I quickly have it go look at itself. And then it comes back with either correction or it says, no, I'm right. You know, this is correct. And then the other thing to do, a helpful hint, all the time with AI, everything I ask it for, I ask it to provide supporting links. And it'll provide the links to the articles or to the websites or to the place that it got the information, and it'll put that at the bottom usually. It'll give you a list of links. I always ask for the supporting links because I might want to go read more. I might want to go do more about that particular thing. And if it doesn't have links, it won't give them to you. But I always ask for supporting links. But you have to ask for that, or it won't do that on its own. So that's how you get started with marketing. As you get deeper, okay, I'm going to do a video. Do you actually use it for script writing for videos or more for, okay, this should be the sentiment. This should be what, you know, this is what we can do to make this video effective and engaging. What do you use it for when you get down to specific video level, let's say?
I use it for both, Glenn. For me personally, because I always have a lot to say and I sometimes just want to tell the world about all the things, when I'm doing, for example, YouTube videos, I will use it to script. I don't necessarily read the script word for word, but it helps keep me on track as far as if I'm like doing a 3-minute video or a whatever the timeline is. But there are other times where I might have a client that comes to me and says, I don't even know what I need to share. I've been a horse trainer forever, or I've owned this store forever. I don't even know where to start. So sometimes what I can do too is just create a framework of here's 10 video ideas. Here's the premise of the video. Here's some ideas of how to shoot the video, meaning like, should we be outside? Should we be behind a desk? So the ideation of the video. So I use it both ways. It really depends on who I'm doing it for and what the premise of the video is. And what that customer needs or what I need to support me. So I've done both.
I use it. I do the same thing, only I ask it for in bullet form. So because my mind works in bullet form. When I'm doing a video, I don't necessarily need it entirely scripted, but I'll have it give me the 10 or 15 bullet points that I want to get across. So then I can go down. Same thing when I speak at conferences. I use the PowerPoints kind of as my bullets, right, to remember what comes next. And I do the same thing when I have it make a script for a video or a show that we're doing or whatever, is I do it in bullet form. You can ask it specifically. If you don't like long paragraphs or your mind doesn't read long paragraphs like mine, I ask for bullets. So again, you can have it put in whatever system makes you comfortable.
Well, and I will add too, just as a note for the marketing side, there are a lot of people that use Canva, and Canva is just an easy graphic platform. But Canva has a really cool AI feature where if you get, let's say, a list of, for example, let's just say quotes, that's easy. And you have, you know, your brand colors for your shop or your store, whatever it is, you can use the Canva AI because, again, if you're just using it for ideation and you're a busy, you know, small business owner, you're like, I still have to do something with this information. Canva has an AI where it will strip that down to probably about a 2 to 4 minute process where you could take 50 quotes, for example, and you could create one graphic that you liked, and the AI will then autofill all of those graphics with quotes you could use for the rest of the year. So, you know, from that marketing perspective, the AI within Canva saves a lot of time too. That's a really just a quick practical tip I wanted to share.
The other thing too is promotional newsletters. Now we're kind of getting into sentiment tracking and things like that and review analysis. You can have AI look at your reviews right? Look at what reviews. I do that on the podcast side, right? So I'll say, take a look at Horses in the Morning. Where are we shaping up with reviews? What are the new ones? What are the averages? You can ask it to do whatever. And it'll take all those different sources. And you've got multiple sources now, Yelp and Google and all of these places for reviews. And this is something you're probably going to want to do once a week. What are the new reviews we've received about our business at such and such a URL or store at a location in the last week? And it'll take a look at that last week and what your new reviews are. It's a simple way instead of you going around all those places individually every time. I don't know. Do you use it for that as well for on the retail or wholesale side?
I use it for new clients that come in because many clients that come start working with us, they don't have any of that like collected. They've never done it. And so we'll go out and say, gather it all so that we can start crafting messages based on the reviews. So yes, I love it for that because again, it makes everything easier and it saves hours of time.
Hours and hours of time. One of the things I've always said in business, when you're a private business owner, no matter what business you're in, yours or mine or retail or wholesale, you own the business, time is your enemy. The biggest enemy you have is time. It's always your biggest enemy. It's not money. You know, people say it's money, but it's time. Time is your biggest enemy when you're running your own business. And AI is just a time saver. It's just saving you time. And if you learn how to use it, take that time in the beginning to learn how to use it. It's going to save you so much time later. Customer retention. This is an important one. And it can take a look, especially when you get to your POS system, your point of sale system. If you get the software that's in your POS system, it can take a look at one who there's three categories of customers that we usually look at. The VIPs, 80% or 20% of your customers spend 80% of the dollars. That has never changed since I started 40 years ago. That's one thing that's never changed. 20% will buy 80% of your stuff. So one of the things you can do is have AI help you figure out who's the VIPs, who are the window shoppers, and that's the people who've maybe visited the site or opened emails but haven't bought anything in the last 6 months to a year. And who are the at-risk customers? Those are the ones who bought from you regularly but now haven't bought in a year. Why have they gone away? And you can use AI to help using your spreadsheets and your data that you already collect. You're just having it analyze that data and then automate campaigns to help get them back through email, through contact, through things like that. And I know that's something that you do.
Yeah. And I absolutely love what you just said, because a lot of times, again, especially for retailers, you tend to get bogged down in the stuff happening at the store. And when it comes to data, that's where you're like, man, I really want to sit down and assess this. But like, that's on my list, like 9 of 10 things to do, right? So when you can look at that, you can not only get that information, which you need to know anyways, but then you can create email automation. You know, I love email, Glenn. So you can create email automations that then go have a positive touch point with that client and say, you purchased from us a year ago. Here's a get back. Like, here's three, you know, you're going to send three emails to try to get them back, whether it's a coupon, whatever that looks like. But you can also ask AI and say, I have this batch of customers. They used to purchase. They don't now. What would be a good three emails to send? What's the copy? What's the subject line? There's a lot of data you can use with that too. But literally write me three emails I can send to this batch of people and give them a really, really targeted message that's going to get targeted results. And the best part is make you more money.
And when AI spits out those emails, you can make little tweaks to it to make it your personality. It's helping you with what to say, how it's said you can control. It gives you the basis, but you change some words here or there to make it yours. Now all of a sudden it's coming from you again, but it just helped you get there. Doesn't mean you have to use it word for word. Matter of fact, I kind of hate the ones that use it for word when I know it's not their personality. So you're using it as a guide. Then you can easily make it your personality, you know, and in my case, it would be add some misspelled words and they know it came from me. But no, I wouldn't say do that, but it's probably true. but yeah, I think that, again, you can insert your personality. You're just helping it. You're just using it to help you get there, to get to that result.
Well, and one other thing I want to mention, Glenn, too, when you're looking at customer retention, probably anyone listening to this who's been in business more than, you know, 6 or 7 months, you've maybe at some point had one customer, hopefully not a ton, someone that is maybe really mad, angry, irate for we don't know why. But here's what I have found to be amazing, whether it's an email, whether it's a nasty review, whether it's just someone that maybe it doesn't really matter. If it was negative, I have used AI to feed it information and say, okay, here's the scenario, here's the review, or here's the feedback from this customer or the frustration. What are 5 positive ways that I can either fix the problem? So I need some solutions to the problem, but also help me write a reply that is, again, and this is where you have to tell it for that scenario, you know, is my reply, does it need to be soft yet forward? Does it need to be kind yet firm? And that I've been writing for 20 years, so I generally can do that. But sometimes AI will just create a couple words in there or a phrase where it's like, wow, this is going to be it's going to be received very well. And I've used it for that too, because we all come across those people sometimes, and it's helpful to have AI say, how about maybe there's 3 ways to frame a reply. And almost every time I've done that, the response has been positive. So,
well, plus in that moment, we're emotional, and the AI is not. Right?
Yes,
we're emotional
100%.
Because we want to answer it honestly, and that's not the best way at that point.
Correct.
Because we still are human. We're at almost the end of our time. We've only just touched on this a tiny bit, but what we're hoping to do through this particular episode is give you an idea of the things that can be done. And then you can hire somebody like Jamie. You can go out and take courses and figure this out yourself. You can ask AI to help you do that. But what do you do, you know, at Yellow Barn? What will you do for a customer that wants help with all of this?
Well, we have a simple AI mini course that is just a couple modules that is built specifically for the equine industry, specifically retailers, horse trainers, etc. And I think that's the best place to start. Will we have some future master classes and things like that coming up? Yes. But for the time being, this course is really immersive, but it's also simplified so that if you've never used AI and you want to get started, or if you've started but you need some help with the prompting piece of it, we have that course currently that has had really great success for the people that have gone through it so far.
And that's very inexpensive. I thought you were too cheap, actually. So, I mean, what's it run?
$27.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a no-brainer. It's cheaper than an employee or most days now a lunch, you know?
Now, they can hire you also to help with their business. And how does that work?
Yeah, so we have been working with the horse industry for, golly, almost 20 years, I think, now. And so we're a boutique firm that basically just, if you need help with done for you, if you need coaching, if you need something in between, our job is to look at your business with you, strategize on where you need help and support, and give it to you in a way that makes sense, whether it's social media content creation, email marketing, coaching, whatever. We've got tons of stuff on our website, but we just love working with the horse industry because I grew up in the industry, so it makes it more fun for me.
And I know you've done retailers and manufacturers both, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Jamie, thanks for joining us. What's the website?
www.yellowburnmedia.com. Thanks for having me, Glenn. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always fun. I'm bummed we're heading off to American Horse Publications this week, but you're not going this time. I don't get to hang out with you there this year.
Listen, I am so sad that I don't get to come to Kentucky. Like, it's Kentucky's my favorite, and then AHP people are my favorite also. And you specifically, Glenn.
Well, we're going to miss you at the rowdy table in the back, all right?
Well, be rowdier for me then.
YellowBarnMedia.com, and then I'll put a link directly to the mini course if they want to do the AI mini course. I'll put a link directly to it in the show notes right there on your podcast player. You know, you can find us. WESA Trade Show has their own YouTube channel. You can watch the videos of this. You can hear us on the podcast forum, Wisdom by by Wessa. Just search for that in your podcast player. Listen, we have a different show for you every Thursday, so check that out. We'll be happy to have you join along. The next trade show is a couple of months away, believe it or not. It's in August, so it's coming up. The next trade show will be here before you know it, and we'll look forward to seeing you all there. But in the meantime, enjoy the summer. It's that time of year when Jamie doesn't have snow anymore and she can actually get outside. So it's this time of year in Florida where we're going, oh, it's summer. We had our first couple of oppressive days, so we both look at it differently. But enjoy
sure
the
do.
Summer. Sell tons, sell lots, get out there. Your first chore. Every session, every conference you go to, I say take one thing away and do it in the next week. Go to AI and ask it how to help you make your website better for search for AI. That's your first task next week. Thank you all.